welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. On the Women's Forum tonight, we have the pleasure of speaking to Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Ms. Mukasa works with informal traders throughout the country, and we had the opportunity to speak to her about what role her organization plays, especially in empowering women and girls who are interested in informal trading. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Mukasa.
Welcome, ma'am. How are you?
Tell us about your organization. How does it empower women and girls who are interested in informal trading?
Our association is all over the country, Zimbabwe all as a whole, but I'm based in Bulawayo. There are territories which deal with the informal sector. So our main aim is to empower and to enable the standard of the formal economy, living people who are doing their jobs.
How many members would you say you have in your association, and with a special bias on the women?
With the special bias of the women, we are about 70 to 30. Women are 70% of the total membership. In Bulawayo, we are about 4,000 members. Countrywide, we are almost there at 10 million because there are no jobs at the end. So people are rushing to the informal sector.
And how important is it, especially for women, to join such associations as yours?
They are very important to us. We call women as women at work, and we call women as women mothers at home, and we call women as breadwinners. They keep babies. So it's very important for them to be in our association because we have some advocacy training workshops, we have some campaign awareness, and we teach them how to lobby for their problems. Wherever they have some problems, we have the platform where women are able to speak out their voices.
And you are saying that the landscape for some of the informal traders has changed, especially women. How has it changed, especially when it comes to accessing some of the products that you used to get from outside the country?
Well, for now, isn't it, we've got these China shops around us. So people are no longer rushing to neighboring countries, although there are some, because the texture of the goods differ. So some of the members, they prefer to just buy to these Chinese shops and resell. And some do go and buy outside the country, like Botswana, South Africa, and Namibia, and the Mozambique.
And we've seen in recent weeks some women or informal traders, especially those cross-border traders going to South Africa, being attacked when they're on the bus and allegedly having their cell phones and money taken. What advice do you give to some of your members who are traveling cross-border, especially to South Africa?
Yeah, for those who are doing cross-border and those who are carrying lots of money, I can advise them to do their bank transactions through the bank, which are in both countries, so that they avoid these robberies which are occurring time and again. And again, the government must see that the tariffs which they are using, they are a little bit lower because people are adamant to give their money to the bank. But I ask the women to do the bank charges so that they avoid robberies.
And to wrap up, what advice also would you give to some women who are thinking of coming into informal trading?
My advice is these women which are planning to join us, they should join us. We have got open door policies which they can come, and there are easy policies. They can come and join us to do this job, live togetherness, mobilizing, and to be in oneness. You can't do this business by yourself, but you have to be in the association so that you be taught how to run these businesses. If you are alone, you can't know everything.
Time is not on our side. Thank you for having been a guest on the Women's Forum, Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Informal Traders Association. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.